For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ, 2 Corinthians 1:5. God has a scale on which he compensates your suffering with comfort. When your trial is light, a small amount of comfort is sufficient. When your trial is heavy, his comfort increases as needed. This comfort is concomitant to the faith of the saint. There's a unique description of this in 2 Corinthians 12:8-10. The Apostle Paul begged God 3 times to remove a trial. God gave the reason he wouldn't remove the trial. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Paul identifies the strength God provides as the power of Christ. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 1:4. This process helps the church also. Paul says God comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. The power of Christ resting on you when you are weakest is a statement of faith. This is a promise you can press into when trials increase. Remember, trials are for God's glory and your good. It is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28-29. When trials come, unregenerate sinners naturally escape to the pleasures of the flesh, but saints seek refuge under the lordship of Jesus Christ. That's why Paul said he would boast in his infirmities. Instead of running away from God, he submits to whatever God has caused or allowed, so that the power of Christ can rest upon him.